B-Pod Studios.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Too short.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
The weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Not complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, that guy's almost right.
Yeah, right?
The Lauren and Wally Show with no Lauren, no Wally. Brian here, Lauren Beckham Falcone. Hank Flores, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hello.
What a weekend in Boston this was.
I know. I can't wait. We got a lot to talk about because I know Hank went to the parade.
Anybody on how to get dried vomit off the shoes?
Oh, gross.
Oh boy.
Not my own.
Okay. And I know LBF is coming off a big
production weekend. I binge-watched Les Mis at Canton High School all weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. We'll talk about that later.
Good.
Lots of fun things.
We all ate some corned beef and cabbage,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had a pastrami sandwich that was so good.
That's
is that close? Yeah. It's not. Dave had a boiled dinner, so that's good,
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
And Lucy had chicken parm because she's Italian.
I went heavy on the cabbage this weekend.
Thanks for the
preparation
heads
up.
You
for
know
today.
What? Making it gross.
Wow.
Yep. Gotta make it gross.
Like 30 seconds in.
Come on.
All right,
trying
good
to stick to the vegetables. Great. Thank,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Good. Thanks. All right, so we got a lot to talk about too. We're going to try to give you money.
Oh yeah, that's
a couple
right
of times today. 7:20, we've got the 80s song of the day, and we'll tell you when you can hear the song and when you call in. 15th caller, $500.
Easiest way to make money.
So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier than trying to answer
my
questions.
10 questions. Grand 60 seconds at 8:10. Can we please give away $1,000 today? Please.
Be nice.
Would be nice.
If anybody asks, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. By the way, just if that randomly comes up in your day today.
Yep.
Not Cincinnati.
Yep. And we're going to play that. We're going to play Grand in 60 seconds in about 10 minutes. And anything else you guys want to chat about today?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Felicity Huffman's changing her life.
Yeah.
She shut down her parenting website and more.
Yeah. Conor McGregor in town. Conor McGregor.
Mm. Interesting guy.
Interesting guy.
He has his own whiskey now, I guess.
Yes, he does.
Oh, good, because we need him boozed up, too. And Tom Brady trying to give everyone in New England a heart attack.
Yep.
We'll tell you about that.
That all guy.
And more right here on the Lauren and Wally Show with no Lauren and Wally.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, that's sort of true. Lauren is not in today.
Huh.
Interesting. Although I thought that Hank would be the one who would not be here today because I was very worried. Hank decided to go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in South Boston for the first time in his life, the injured bird having broken his leg in four places back in the fall.
Right.
I was concerned. But you're here and you're
alive. I am here and I am alive because I was so well behaved yesterday. Like
yeah,
you, like adults, that's how adults behave at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Really?
There was no drinking. The worst part was, the MBTA, I hate the MBTA,
mm-hmm,
and I'll tell you why.
You
we parked
are
here,
yeah,
got on 200 yards away, the JFK, the red line stop.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. We go two stops to go to Broadway,
mm-hmm,
and boom, we're right at the beginning of the parade. We watch the parade, boom, we get back on.
Yeah.
We're back, boom, clean, done. We get on the train, we start to move, and every 6 feet here, Mac! Four people would turn around, Sully! Bobby!
Yeah.
Then the conductor comes on. This car will not be stopping at Broadway. This
why
will go on to Andrew Square and to South Station.
Was it like that? It was like, this car will not be stopping at Broadway.
Kind of in between.
Yeah.
And then you can bus to the parade. Bus to the parade? We get on so we can go to Broadway right to the beginning.
Why wouldn't they stop at Broadway?
Maybe
they don't even it's underground. Like it's not like
maybe
they
shut it down because there were so many people.
Too many
I don't
people
know.
Yeah.
So we go, great. At least we'll be able to go to Andrew Square and then we can take a bus to the beginning of the parade.
Yeah, good luck.
No, I still haven't seen an MBTA bus. So we walked about a mile and a half all the way to the intersection of East and West Broadway
yeah
and Dorchester Street, which was a great spot to
but
watch
you, yeah,
the
to
parade.
Yeah, to walk a mile and a half for
so
it.
Then, who goes by? The great Mayor Marty goes by.
Yeah, yeah.
Governor Baker ran by. That guy is in shape.
Yes, I know. I've noticed.
Were you chasing him?
What is
that? Yes,
you know what?
Exactly.
He was at a running at a pretty high clip.
Yeah.
And then who goes by? The great new Boston Police Commissioner, Willie Gross.
Mm-hmm.
What a spectacular guy.
Did he have a good hat on?
He had a
hats
great Irish hat on.
Oh,
he came,
good.
Talked
good
to everybody. But then all of a sudden, you hear this roar coming up West Broadway. And all of a sudden, the big black SUV goes by.
Yeah.
And right on the side of it, what does it say?
I don't know. What does it say?
What does it say?
I wasn't there.
Is it the Prospect 12?
Oh.
What's that?
Irish whiskey.
Oh, by that Conor McGregor?
It's Conor McGregor's inside, and the people start going crazy. You know, MMA champ just got arrested last week.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah,
was
good stand-up guy.
Ago.
Yeah, really.
Irish guy who loves to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Right? And the people go crazy. He goes about 100 yards beyond us. He's up on the roof of the SUV. He's waving people. At some point, he goes a little further. He gets out of the black SUV, and he walks over and starts to shake the hand of the people.
Oh, boy.
All of a sudden, all the big, you know, like big fencing that gets set up, they breach it and start coming out because they want to surround him.
Oh, boy.
Finally, you know what the Boston police did?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what the Boston police did. They said, get back in the SUV.
Yeah.
Go down to L Street. Hang a left. You're done. They kicked them out of the parade.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
They kicked them out of the parade.
Advantage Boston police.
Right? All right. Wow.
So at that point, we went into the 7-Eleven. We got 5 hot chocolates. And then we walked another 2 miles back to our car.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
All right, we did get 2 fireball shots.
Good time.
Columbia Road Spirits, but that was just to help us with the walk.
All right.
Good. Oh, very so, good.
So all in all, successful, good time.
All in all, successful. I do have some dried vomit and smelled like marijuana, but that was just...
Gross.
Good.
Well, it happened.
All right, good. Thanks for that.
Dried vomit and marijuana.
And more.
Oh, my God.
That's Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. And Tom Brady's messing with us, I think.
Yeah, he is. I don't know why he's doing this to us. Because we worry about him.
Yeah.
On the offseason. Want to make sure he's healthy and good.
I mean, like we worry about him during the season when there's, you know, 300-pound men chasing him.
But...
And he's 41 years old. He's going to be 42 in August.
Well, you know, I mean, he's threatening us now. Now he's just toying with us. Like, not nice. He went on his Instagram and showed video of him skiing last year in Montana and kind of...
And crashing.
Crashing.
Oh, my
and
God.
Hurting his shoulder.
Face plant.
What? And then not doubled down and said, I've been watching... Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear
it. Okay, let's
what's up, guys? I'm just going out to Montana, getting ready for our family ski trip, and I was watching some old film. And this was from 2 years ago. This was me. I was taking way too much time getting into this jump, and I pushed off. I was way ahead of my skis, and then full left shoulder. That was a lot of pain. And I actually been studying Lindsay.
Vaughn.
And she's just got a way bigger hill, way more speed, and she's perfectly balanced, so... Way bigger hill. Way more speed. That's what it's got to be.
What? Way bigger hill, way more speed. Do you remember when Tom Brady got in that accident in Boston where somebody, like a little fender bender? It was like a fender bender. And people went nuts.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, what if he hurt himself? It was crazy.
There was the vacation where he posted, posted him cliff diving.
Cliff diving.
Yes. So he does this on the off season. He threatens us with like... That he may injure himself, keeping us on our toes, keeping us praying for him.
This is like when your kids go on spring break and they call you from spring break and they go, gotta go, we're going out drinking, bye.
Yeah.
Or like bungee jumping or something. I'm skydiving.
Right. Parasailing.
Like this guy doesn't do things that are like, you know, sedentary.
Yeah.
But this is bad.
You know what's stunning is that a lot of players have things, riders in their contract that they can't do that stuff.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's going to tell Tom Brady what he can't do.
Do I have that in my contract?
Yeah,
love it.
Don't go outside.
Don't go outside.
Okay, thanks.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, you're at it again, aren't you?
I am the most irresponsible adult walking the planet.
Oh, boy.
And I did it again.
Is email involved again?
Yes.
Oh, boy. We'll find out after 7 on the Lorna Wally Show.
Hey, March Madness has begun. The field of 68 set. The tourney starts tomorrow with the first 4 in Dayton. Northeastern, Vermont, and Yale. The 3 New England schools going to the dance. Celts host the Nuggets tonight. The Bruins play on Long Island tomorrow night. Sox play the Twins after losing 2 more games yesterday in Fort Myers. Revs fell 3-2 in Toronto. Hockey semifinal set for next weekend at the Garden. BU plays Northeastern. UMass faces BC. Sports brought to you by IntraSystems.
Thank you, Hank. And don't forget, 7:20, we've got your 80s song of the day. And that will give you 2 times you can win $500 today. That would be nice. That would cure a hangover. Or maybe, you know, help pay for your pool habit. Because it's that time of year. Fill out your brackets today. It's all coming up right here. Lauren Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. You made it through St. Patrick's Day. Adulting is hard. Now you just have to find your pants and print out your brackets. And
all right, one LBF. Out of two ain't bad.
Yeah, well, you had another tough weekend, right?
So I don't read a lot. Like, I don't read my emails very well. And this happened to me like a couple of weeks ago. Lucy was in the school play, Les Mis, and you had they sent out an email saying you can buy tickets, and if you have a kid in the show, you can use this discount code. You can get one free ticket. So I did that, and I bought tickets, and I used the code four times, and then I got an email from the school saying you can only use it once. You owe us $45, and I was horrified, and we talked about it.
And you're fresh off of Les Mis weekend.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, which was great, really perfect. Well. Everything went well. Saw the guy who sent me that email, avoided eye contact. It was great. You would think.
That's very fresh.
Very fresh. You would think that I would be reading my emails in their entirety, especially when it comes to my daughter.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm the parent. I keep forgetting. So I'm sitting on my couch yesterday, big surprise, and I get a phone call, like an actual phone call. And I pick it up, I'm like, what could this be? And it's a teenage girl. She's like, hi, Mrs. Falcone. I said, yes. Hi, this is Hannah from Miss Amazing. Now, Lucy's in a Miss Amazing talent show coming up at the end of the month. It's for kids with special needs. It's so awesome. It's like, it's the best day ever. Lucy's looking so forward to it. I'm so excited.
Is that the end of the month?
End of the month.
Oh, wow.
Like
it's coming up quick.
March 30th. She's like, have you been getting any of our emails? And I'm like, yeah, I recall getting one like maybe Friday or something like that. She's like, oh, okay, because, I mean, we've sent you a bunch of them.
I'm starting to feel better because I used to take it personally when you didn't respond to my emails.
Yeah, it's not personal. She's like, there's some forms you need to fill out. We just need them. And I'm like, okay, I will take a look right now and I will fill them out. And if they're not finished or anything, I will call you in the morning. So I go and look at the email.
Oh, God.
All right. Dear Mrs. Falcone, Miss Amazing is fast approaching on March 30th, 2019 at Medfield High School. We're so excited to see you. I have attached various packets and info below. In bold red,
it says,
please read through all of this. It is all extremely important. Never even saw it. Never even saw it. It's like the red ink just went through my eyes and out the back of my brain.
Maybe
and
you
that
should
was
see
it.
An eye doctor.
Now, did you finally read it?
You know what's really funny
entirety?
Is I didn't. I think that I got it down to like I skipped. I still haven't read it.
You know what I want to know?
But
is there a discount code for the Miss Amazing tickets?
No discount code for the. I bought the tickets and I paid full price.
Did you get her signed up in time?
Yes.
When was the deadline?
Last Friday. I mean, am I the only person who does this? Am I alone in this? Do you read through your whole emails?
No, I skip through a lot.
Don't
especially because there's a lot of extra stuff in school emails, and I know my wife pays attention to the details.
I don't have a wife.
You should get one. They're great.
Really?
All right. Yeah. I mean, she's packing lunches. She's reading emails. She's sending in the picture money. It's great.
I need a wife.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thank you. Problem solved.
Okay, good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are working in the sawmill when Ephus notices Lem is hanging upside down by his knees from the rafters, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, look at me!
Well, Lem, what in God's name are you doing hanging upside down from the rafters?
I'm a light bulb!
Well, you're soft in the head. You should take some time off and go home.
Okay.
As Lem scrambles down from the rafters, he finally makes it to the floor and heads out the door with Ephus right behind him. And we hear...
Where are you going, Ethish?
I'm going home, too.
Well, why?
Well, you don't think I'm going to work in the dock, do you?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Okay, 80s and more, 105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Brian Bell, it's Hank. Lauren is not here today because he got hammered on St. Patrick's Day. I'm kidding. He's on vacation.
He's going to kill you.
He may have, but at least he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, you guys, I think this is the death knell of marriage. And not like it needed any help.
Oh, God, what now?
But I think this is a bad trend, and I'm hoping the New York Times made it up. It's called a uni moon or a solo moon, and it's when you get married and you take separate honeymoons. You
that's
go
crazy.
By yourself.
You oh, it's not friends. Just like getting stood up at the altar and taking your honeymoon by yourself.
No,
this is actual.
That's like getting drunk on a plane
that's,
song.
That's like, know? Well, it's already paid for.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't agree to the honeymoon and where you want to go, things don't look good for the marriage anyway.
Is it an independence thing, like I'm my own person, or is it like a sort of sign that you are not compatible people? I think perhaps the latter.
So this is two completely separate trips?
Yeah. So, I mean, some people do it out of convenience, but...
some do it out of spite.
Some people can't agree on a destination. For example, one couple said they go on separate trips. They had to go on separate trips for work right after their wedding. So the groom went to Paris and turned the trip into his own personal honeymoon, and the wife went to the Dominican Republic. Another couple, they went on separate honeymoons, and then they got they were so excited because when they got back together, married couple, after their solo moons, they were able to talk about the places they've been without the other person.
That's
weird.
That
seems bizarro to me.
See, even as annoying as I was then, my wife still liked me enough to go away with me for a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one trip where it's like, it's so much fun. You get to, you know, celebration, and then you get to go away.
You
and
don't fight.
The person you love, and you have a great time.
Yeah.
And these, you know... The young kids getting married today, they're just not paying their dues of like 10, 15 years of marriage. And then you're like, no, I don't really want to go on vacation with you.
See, I'm going to be married 25 years this coming June 25th.
Yep.
And I would like to go back to the place we went to our honeymoon in Antigua. My wife would really like to go to Myrtle Beach.
So what are you going to do?
She's probably going to go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's something that people are doing, and I just think that if you can't agree on probably the best vacation you're ever going to take,
yeah,
because you don't have any kids and you don't have...
That's the one we talk about now. We're like, oh, remember the honeymoon? It was just us and there were no kids and we're having people bring us drinks and
yeah,
it was great.
It's great.
It was like the last really good vacation we had.
I'm sorry about that. Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I wonder if there's anybody, 617-931-1057, anybody taking a uni moon?
I don't know. All right.
I don't think they want to admit it.
They won't. All right.
Coming up in Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
What did Felicity Huffman of the college scandal do now?
Oh, no.
Something else. We'll discuss it at 7:45.
All right. Dirty Laundry's coming up.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
This is the problem with documenting everything when you're a person or a kid, is that everything comes back to bite you.
Sure seems that
745
way.
745 Dirty Laundry brought to you by InfraSystems. Okay, we're talking about the college scandal, and we have Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, who's a YouTube star.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I just do. people are curating her YouTube stuff now to find out how she basically told everyone she's a terrible student. Here she is. Talking about how she never once goes to high school.
Oh boy.
I'm like excited to go do the school prank, but I'm also literally never at school. That I think my class doesn't even, and maybe they forget I go there.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
God.
I mean, maybe, Lori, you should tell your daughter not to say those things on her YouTube channel with 2 million followers if you're going to bribe people to get her into USC. Maybe. She also, Lori Loughlin, joked about paying for her education. And here we have a little clip of that.
What was the line is, England is my city. I was going to ask if you knew that was from, but I knew you would never know what that was from.
Oh, I don't know what England. If you would have said England is my city, I would say, why did I pay all this money for your education?
Why indeed? Sorry.
Party belly laugh.
I know.
Wow.
So interesting, there's an article in the February issue of Men's Journal with William H. Macy, and he said in it, This is unbelievable. Never lie. It's the cheapest way to go. Lies cost you a lot, and they're never worth what they cost. You think?
Right. It's going to cost him $500,000, and his wife's going to jail.
Oh, my gosh. And then speaking of Felicity Huffman, who's married to William H. Macy, she has deleted all of her social media. And this was surprising to me. She deleted her parenting website. She had a parenting website called What the Flicka. And it was like actually like employed people and writers and things like that.
Really?
Like, I never knew it existed. Everybody's got a website. It's like these celebrities. And so she has, I was reading an article about from a marketer saying that that website is now completely defunct. She will never get her reputation back because it is a parenting website.
Wow.
Do you feel better about Goop now?
I do. Yeah. I feel better about Goop. Yeah. I do. I feel like when Gwyneth Paltrow is actually like the most honest, decent celebrity, something's like, I don't know. I would be really upset if she had to bribe Apple into getting Apple into college. And finally, I just want to mention that Mama June, who is mom to Honey Boo Boo from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, she and her boyfriend were busted at an Alabama gas station with crack and drug paraphernalia. I mean, my God. It's not... I didn't realize... Did you ever watch From Not to Hot with Mama June?
No, I did not.
Why? I'm surprised. It was an amazing show.
Nope, I'm good.
I feel bad for Honey Boo Boo. She was a cute little kid, and her mother's just a mess. So that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry today. People are awful. Happy Monday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Could it be the day?
It's America's favorite game show. Who's going to stop us from saying that,
right? It is.
It's time to play Grand in 60 Seconds. Should we meet our player for today?
Yes.
Go to the phones. This is Chris DeFilippo from Somerville. Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You feel confident? You didn't celebrate too hard over St. Patrick's Day weekend?
No, only with Tamiflu.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. You know how to have a good time. All right. So, Chris, here's what's going to happen, okay? Do you play along during the week?
I listen during the week, yep.
Okay, so LBF has 10 questions for you. You have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. Now, you can pass if you're not sure, and we'll come back to the ones that you pass because you need all 10 correct within the 60 seconds to win the $1,000 from Century Bank, okay?
Okay.
You think you're ready? You're confident?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. LBF, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's play Grand in 60 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 8 times 5?
4.
What does the C in CNN stand for?
Single.
This singer was 17 when she released her debut album, Baby One More Time.
32.
What 70 songs begins, is this the real life, is this just fantasy, caught on a landslide, no escape from reality? What brand of coffee is good to the last drop?
Maxwell.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
What movie coined the phrase, nobody puts baby in a corner?
Oh my goodness, Patrick Swayze. I don't know. Pass.
Who is Liza Minnelli's mother?
Judy Garland.
What kind of horse is associated with Budweiser?
Clydesdale.
What toy did U.S. troops use as antennas during the Vietnam War to extend the range of the radios?
Walkie-talkie.
What 70 song begins, is this the real life, is this just fantasy? Oh, you ran out of time. I'm sorry. You did so great.
All right. A little tough on the phone, but you did do great. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. I have 7.
2 passes and 1 wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right.
You
really
pass.
Good.
The 70s song begins. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Is Bohemian Rhapsody the movie that coined the phrase "Nobody puts baby in the corner"? Dirty Dancing did star Patrick Swayze.
You were right there.
And
you knew it.
Yeah. What toy did U.S. troops use as antennas during the Vietnam War to extend the range of the radios? Slinkies.
Slinky, oh. Slinky, foldable toy.
Yeah, right. I didn't. That's something I learned today, too. So.
You know what? But nobody goes away empty-handed. You didn't get the $1,000 from Century Bank. We have a fabulous consolation prize.
A Rubik's Cube.
You want to hear this? Yeah.
I wish.
It's a family four-pack of passes to check out New England's greatest hot rod show at Boston's Town Fair Tire World of Wheels.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's March 22nd through the 24th at the Seaport World Trade Center. Plus, in addition, a big book of Scrub-A-Dub, The Works Car Washes. Is your car
wow.
a mess?
My car's a disaster.
Oh, ever. I bet. I bet it is. So everybody's car's a disaster. So you got those two. Thank you for playing. Great job.
Great job.
And have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Anybody else, if you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. It's Bell BF. It's Brian Bell. It's Hank. Lauren Owens is away, so we got the keys, and we're driving this show into the ground.
Right into the ground.
Okay, so Friday, did you hear the story about the mob boss who was gunned down? And everyone's
yeah.
like, oh, my God, there was a mob boss gunned down in Staten Island, and it's the first... hit on a mob boss, the Gambino family mob boss,
since
1985.
Yeah. 85.
Yeah.
It was
so
amazing.
Everyone's crazed, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a resurgence of these sort of like gangland style mob hits and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah?
Plus, this guy was Sicilian, right from Sicily.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's serious, I guess.
So, yeah.
His name was Francesco Cali. Was. Oh. Francesco. Mm.
Frankie
fun
boy.
Name. And he was shot outside of his home. And the thing is, as it turns out, yeah, it wasn't a mob hit at all.
Really?
No, it was a 24-year-old kid who wanted to... It was a domestic incident.
Oh.
Francesco was preventing his niece from dating this guy. And the guy goes and kills Francesco.
Had he not Googled him before?
No, I don't think he Googled him.
Ooh.
Because now he's, like, wanted. I guess what happened was, it's, like, really awful... He went to the house. He slammed his car into the guy's car in front of the house,
yeah.
so that
he'd
Francesco would come out. And then he like shot him 10 times.
Oh my
blank.
God!
It's interesting.
Horrible.
They have security footage. By the way, everybody is videotaping you. Just
yeah.
so you know, they have security footage of him down the street. So they followed him, arrested him in his home in Brick, New Jersey. And one of the law enforcement people who didn't go on the record with his name, but he said this. This went from the perfect crime to amateur hour. Anthony Comello will go down in the record books as being one of the dumbest killers in New York City history, if not the United States and the world, not to mention that the victim was the head of the Gambino crime family. So now he's arrested, but the thing is that...
That's probably
you know,
not too safe.
Yeah, it's not safe anywhere. He's going to be held and maybe solitary for now for his protection. Yeah, you just, you know...
Wow.
He should have just gone to the mall. You know?
I guess. You should have... You know what?
Google.
Google people, please.
Let your fingers do the walking. It's, you know? All right.
80s and more. 105.7
wow.
WROR.
Yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone and Hank Morse. Lauren Owens. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Didn't, not just a, you know, didn't show up after St. Patrick's Day. He's actually on vacation. But this is a very non-productive week.
Yes.
If you factor in people who are hungover from St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. and then that big basketball thing, today, everyone at work, if they even come into work,
yeah.
will just be printing out their brackets.
Right.
Because this is a very, you know, busy week.
Yes.
All the games start up on Thursday.
Okay.
A lot of ink and toner.
A lot of ink and toner. A lot of stolen paper.
What does your wife want to do?
Well, she's a big fan of the tournament.
Sure.
And she has, in the past, taken the days off, the Thursday, Friday, so she could just stay home and watch the games.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she
really,
bet on the games or anything?
No, she just loves the tournament. It's... You know, stories you've never heard of, these teams that you don't know who any of the teams are for the most part, but like Northeastern's in this year. Like, there's cool stories that develop as the tournament goes on, and there's always amazing finishes.
Okay.
It's like, exciting.
Last year we had the nun. Remember the team?
Yeah.
They'd have the nun that was adopted on their team.
Yeah. There's always cool stories that come out of the tournament, and it's exciting, and it's fun to watch,
uh-huh.
and there's a lot of it. So this year, my son Sam is 9. He's in third grade. He is so into basketball that she said, maybe, you know, the game started at like 1, I think, in the afternoon. Should we dismiss him early so he can come home and watch basketball?
That's legit. As a as the daughter of a mother who would dismiss me from school to go see movies like Mommy Dearest. Yeah. I think that it's good to sometimes have that, like, a thing where you, you know, it's special. It's special. He'll love it, and it's like a little bit breaking the rules, and it's an innocuous sort of thing, and definitely.
Plus, there's a lot of math and statistics involved.
That is true.
Yep. Yeah.
And that it's an educational thing.
Teamwork with different types of people.
I don't know.
Coaching and leadership skills.
I already feel like there's too many half days and pajama days and that.
I know.
I don't know. I'm not sold on it.
How much can he make in his pool at school?
He's still filling out my bracket, so I don't know. So we'll see. I'll let you know what happens.
I want to know.
I don't know.
I'm voting to dismiss.
Well, yeah, you just want to go to the movies.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.